Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement has held a sit-in in front of the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross in solidarity with thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli detention centers. The sit-in came when families of prisoners and detainees were holding a weekly meeting inside the ICRC office. Islamic Jihad has been spearheading the campaign to garner support for prisoners, mainly the sick ones and those on hunger strike. The PIJ has planned several activities for the coming weeks to draw attention to the suffering of prisoners who are languishing inside Israeli jails. The movement's leaders have called for the capture of Israeli soldiers and settlers to exchange them for prisoners. 1,027 prisoners were released in exchange for an Israeli soldier in October 2011.
Zionist settlers and soldiers must be captured in order to swap them with our prisoners, because it is the only way to secure those who are slowly dying inside Israeli jails. We must not wait for years to release them. We must act now.
The Israeli regime enjoys unconditional support from countries like the United States, granting it the green light to violate international laws. Prisoners' advocates blame the international community for double standards when it comes to the rights of Palestinians, especially sick prisoners who lack medical treatment.
Our prisoners suffer from medical negligence and they are not given the right medicine or treatment. Dozens of them have chronic diseases and many have died inside Israeli jails. We want the human rights organizations around the world to pressure the Israeli regime to stop its inhumane and illegal practices against our prisoners.
Statistics show that since 1967, Israel has imprisoned nearly 800,000 Palestinians.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, there are nearly 5,000 Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails. Islamic Jihad movement says it will do its best to set the prisoners free. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.